You know, there's a lot of interesting things kind of bubbling beneath the surface in town. And I'm excited to talk with Mike Lee Crane, Detroit Business Managing Director, who's with us this morning. Mike, nice to talk with you. I got to tell you, this story that you did on Electric Last Mile, they were a really promising up-and-coming EV company with the main goal here of building EVs for companies like Amazon, as part of their delivery fleet. Well, unfortunately for the company, for the workers at the company, the leadership there, they made some bad decisions on Wall Street, and it got them into some hot water. What can you tell us about this story? It's fascinating.
Yeah, Electric Last Mile made some noise the last few years. EV company looking to make delivery vans, like you said. Before they were the most promising EV startup in Metro Detroit, as people are worried about Detroit falling behind on EVs. They weren't Tesla. They weren't quite Rivian, if you're familiar with that company.
A truck maker.
They had gone public on Wall Street. The company was worth more than $1 billion. Seemed like a promising startup here. The co-founders of the company earlier this year got into some trouble with after it was disclosed that they had made some stock purchases before the company went public without telling the merger partners that allowed them to go to the stock exchange. Kind of a complicated transaction, but that was the deal. They were forced to resign. Since then, this company has run through cash. They're basically out of money. And last week, they announced they were going to file for bankruptcy and liquidate the company. They'll sell off its assets. We'll see if any of that has any value or if there are any interested buyers. But at this point, it looks like Electric Last Mile is probably on its last mile, which is disappointing for Metro Detroit's position in the EV industry.
Yeah, unfortunately, it feels like a story we've heard before. Another interesting story you got running right now on cranesdetroit.com. It's about a home in the Boston Edison. It's the Boston Edison Mansion, of course, famously owned by Henry Ford. And it sounds like that's hitting the market. So if you're interested in a home, I got a great one for you.
Absolutely, this mansion is quite something. It's got quite a story. The Henry and Clara Ford lived there during the years, really, in which he started Ford Motor Company, created the Model T in the early part of the 20th century. It's a beautiful, beautiful old home, and it's been owned for almost 40 years by a couple named Gerald and Marilyn Mitchell, who have restored it and taken care of it. Their story of how they acquired the house was interesting. It had been owned by a church called the Temple of Light, that he described as a mixture of Christianity and astrology. The leader of the church had to consult the stars before they would sell it to them, which is a fascinating thing. This couple is looking to move into assisted living. It's more house than they can take care of now. It's going on the market this week. Listing price $975,000.
Oh, shoot.
The up and coming, not even up and coming, but the beautiful Boston Edison District in the center of Detroit. He said it was a big leap, but he also said, I never considered it our house. It was always Mr. Ford's house, and we were the stewards. It's a fascinating story of some folks who took care of a very historic house.
Just out of my budget, too. 970, I could have swung, but 975, yeah. a little out of my price range. Yeah. Mike, always great to talk with you. As always, if you want to check out these stories, a heck of a lot more, cranesdetroit.com. Mike Lee with Cranes. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.